We're only a few weeks away from the first day of school, but the education critic says parents don't have any more information today than they did when schools closed in mid-March. Craig Pardy is the MHA for Bonavista. He joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. As someone who has spent much of your career as an educator, Mr. Pardy, what concerns are you raising about school reopening in the fall?
Lack of detail. Maybe lack of resources. If we know that the government has invested not one further dollar into scenario one of keeping schools open, and to make it as safe as possible and to comfort the parents of whom are sending children to school, we need to know that it is resourced properly in order for them to have peace of mind and for the to remain open and be sustained. So I would worry with the lack of detail, but surely goodness, there must be resources that are going to be added to the system to assure that schooling can continue throughout the pandemic.
What would a successful reentry plan look like in your eyes?
Number one, I would like to see we currently on was self-screening. Self-screening is always important. There is no doubt about that, and I think that's crucial and a crucial aspect of the children going to school and the staff. The only thing being something further that would be at the school site that would enhance that. You know, some health resource there that would add that somebody who would be potentially showing symptoms of COVID-19, they are met and addressed early before entry into the school system, the class, and the school life for that day. I'd also like to see the social distancing. You know, Minister Ward stated on March the 11th that, you know, we only have, I think he had mentioned only 19 classrooms of grade fours at the cap with 28. And I would say that's just one grade level. And while he referenced and used the word only, even grade fours at 28 in the square footage that we have in the class is ridiculous for, you know, for a pandemic and for us to entertain that as normal. So especially those high stress classrooms where they don't have the space, I would like to see some splitting of those rooms. And keep in mind, Ben, has been said and understood that there are many schools in rural Newfoundland that do not need additional resources because their classes are small with large buildings that once accommodated large populations. But the fragility of our education system going forth will be those urban schools and those large schools that have big numbers. Chances are those grade four classes that the minister had referenced that are rather large. Another thing I would propose would be cleanliness of the environment. And every jurisdiction, whether it be across Canada or, you know, those ones that really catch our eye for the success they've had, like Denmark, Finland, Germany, deep cleaning and enhanced cleaning is part of it. How you can do that in the school system by not adding resources to it is perplexing. So even on those three elements on addressing a safe and sustainable school opening is huge. Now, I know that the president of the NLT was on earlier, Ben, that you had spoken with, and there's going to be additional strains on the administration of these schools. I can only speak as 16 years as an administrator. Your day was complete. It was full. I'm not sure what these days are going to be like, because I can't speak to a pandemic in my experiences. But the management and the proper management of these schools is going to be a tremendous addition to what they do. And many of these are teaching principals, of which their focus is on the you know, the academic achievement in schools. I would think is going to be predominantly the safe operation of a school, and that academic focus may be certainly much less if further resources aren't added. So I can understand that as well. And the same with the guidance counseling. We all know that, you know, the kids that are returning to school, we know that much of the anxiety of home is often manifests itself in the children that are returning. And that is another component that the school system needs to ready for. And keep in mind, we've got 26 days to the start of the school year. We've had 152 days since March 15th when we closed schools. And I keep thinking about sometimes relating to people who've done in graduate studies a thesis in 3 months. And with all the research and the debate, you know, the hearing and so on, and they could do that in less than 100 days. And we are now at 152, and we don't have our plan yet.
Bonas, Vista MHA and education critic Craig Party. Obviously, the status quo is not going to work when kids do return to school in September. Do you have any advice to the board?
The board, I would think the board are restricted to the fact that if they don't get additional resources, I don't know really what plan the board can come out with, Ben. I really don't. It rests with the government to make sure that the schools are resourced. If they really, truly want to maintain scenario one with face-to-face instruction, it's got to come from government. So my, you know, I have a whole lot of respect for the board members because they can only do what they've got the resources to do with. And I know what the administrators can do. Mm-hmm. They've done miracles in the past with few resources in a lot of schools. But the challenge is too great this time without the additional resources.
And Mr. Party, you've brought up those additional resources quite a number of times here now. So just for our listeners, can you just explain what extra resources are needed? And is that even possible in the province right now with such a big debt load?
I think the incoming premier has stated talk about investing in the future and making sure that we've got, there is no greater investment that we would have than our future youth, the ones that our economy is going to depend on going forward. There is no doubt the health and well-being and the of the families that are out there and these children. I would say to you that if we looked at it that this year is a one-off and we made sure that those classes, and I use the grade four example where there are 28 packed, just those classes, Ben, that would be separated. There'd be an additional resource. If it can't be found within, then we would have an additional resource that these large classes would be split. And then they can certainly exist within the school, within the cohort that they would have. So we're not talking about a tremendous amount of further resources. And just to keep, I would assume the $20 million for technology, which would be for scenario two and three, which is great. It's a good investment. That is over 400 teachers that would be put into the system, teachers that would separate these grade four classes and others, the ones that we have that are bursting at the seams. And I would think that if we don't invest the resources on either the classroom level or in the cleaning of the schools by putting additional resources, we are going to have a short stay in scenario one. And when they say that we will never close all the provinces schools again, I believe that, and that's the way it ought to be. But you can rest assured that it will be the schools that are close to you, Ben, in St. John's area, the metro area, the CBS area, that are bursting at the seams, that are large schools, are the ones that are going to, chances are, close first. And the other thing that I didn't mention, the busing. And sometimes it doesn't be an additional cost. You may have a lot now that may opt to drive their kids and drop them off to school at a time. Parents would do that. There may be capacity on the bus now to know that these buses can run. But we just can't accept the status quo to know that we're going to have 65, 67 children on a bus even before they get to the school. So I really look at it to think that there may not be a lot of additional resources, Ben, but if we did not contribute the resources, I think the potential harm within the system is really too great. And remember, it doesn't have to be a lot of additional resources, financial-wise.
PC education critic and MHA for Bonavista, Craig Pardee, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
My pleasure, Ben. Thank you very much.